I think primarily anyone who runs is concerned about the quality of representation for the district. And secondly, I think for folks to make a good decision about who they'd like to have represent them, you've got to have a vibrant, vigorous debate on issues and get introduced to the personalities and the styles of the people seeking to hold the office. Now that may seem harmless, but behind that is a credibility. I've been on the assembly in Sitka for 3 years. I'm wrapping up my first term there. Before that, I was on the Sitka Long Range Planning Economic Development Commission, and I feel strongly about the role of citizens in their government. And I think it's the right time for me to enter the race to offer a new voice, a new energy, and possibly a new direction.
Is there a particular issue that you feel like you'd do something different on than Representative Wilson would do or is doing?
I think Representative Wilson has done a fine job, and I think anyone entering the race, would say the same thing. Over time, I think it's a natural fact that elected officials go into deeper orbit, deeper and deeper orbit, and
meaning they lose touch with people. Is that
I think so that it becomes more of an office than a role as delegate for the community. And I guess as I look at my role, it is one of being a delegate from my community of Sitka, for the sister communities of Wrangell and Petersburg and Port Alexander, Kupernoff, Pelican, and Elfin Cove. The district stretches over a great area that has a lot of fascinating communities with amazing people. And I love people and there are issues that are recurring within the district that haven't been addressed, and so with a new energy, with a new personality in the position, I think the connections can be made with South Central legislators to get our agenda on their agenda. If I can get to the core of what I think I can do differently, I think Representative Wilson's at an impasse with how effective she can be with other legislators and her role in the legislature itself. So, with new energy, with a credible candidate to run against her, I hope we can have a debate, a discussion, and out of that, get the best representative for the district.
Well, maybe touch on one of the issues that you think needs to be addressed, that you would focus on, that you don't feel has been addressed, if you were to be elected to office.
I think simply the ferry system is just the lowest hanging fruit, and maybe the sore thumb here, that although Representative Wilson was instrumental in expanding the Marine Transportation Advisory Board, little has happened on the ground for people who have in the past relied on ferries and institutions that rely on ferries. What I've heard here in Petersburg is that it's very difficult to be able to schedule time for students to leave Petersburg and make their way to Sitka or other ports in order to have exchanges with other teams or other school functions and get them back without losing nearly a week from their schedule. At that rate, I heard from someone that by the time they graduate, kids have been out of school for nearly an entire year, and for that kind of travel lag, just getting from one place to another, it's unacceptable. And improvements to the ferry system, in the very least, can help us narrow that gap for educators, narrow that gap for the families and individuals who have to pay for those travel expenses, because we know that travel by airplane is difficult, expensive, and has its own travel issues, but. The ferry system, when I was a student, as I went through the Sitka High School, the Sitka School District, as I went through the Sitka School District, we were frequently traveling by ferry with a much smaller impact on our day-to-day schedule and getting so much out of those exchanges between schools. The ferry system for Sitka, it has improved, I think with a more reliable schedule and access, but particularly with vessels offline, we're experiencing that the severing of connections between what has historically been outlying areas that shared family connections, that folks in the villages who came to Sitka for their healthcare and shopping, and so those connections still have not been reestablished, and so certainly from Sitka's point of view, we've become isolated from many of the outlying areas.
What is an idea that you have that hasn't been pursued?
Well, I think again the connections with other legislators make this a low hanging fruit, that with the current state of confidence, respect between legislators, between the Southeast delegation and the South Central delegation, there are a number of inroads that a new personality can make to communicate that success in Southeast, particularly with the Marine Highway system, has dividends for South Central and further north too.